So we start this sacred time of Lent once again with Ash Wednesday. It's one of the two times when you come to church, you get something for free. We give you the ashes for free, and when you come back on Palm Sunday, we give you palms for free. So that's why you're all here, right? All right, three sentences at the beginning of each of the readings that I want to speak about. The prophet Joel tells us in the first reading, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart." And St. Paul in the second reading to the Corinthians says, "Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ." And Jesus in the gospel says, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order for people to see them." So the three words I want to take some time to talk about are return, ambassador, and perform. Lent is when we stop. When we stop, we look and we return to God. We pray more to God. We read our little black books. We go to daily mass. We participate in the Stations of the Cross. We seek reconciliation and forgiveness. We look to grow in faith. We turn our hearts in love to God. We strive to come back to love more. We strive to live in peace more. And St. Paul says, be an ambassador. I love that word. Be an ambassador. Be a witness. Be an example. Be a voice. Be an advocate. Represent Jesus in the world. Isn't that what happens to us when we have ashes on our forehead this day? I should tell you, you all have to go to Myers so somebody sees you in public with the ashes on your forehead. Because when we have them on our forehead, we're saying, yes, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And I want people to know I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And I want to bring his spirit to others by how I speak and act and live and love. Represent Jesus in the world with our words and our actions of kindness and compassion. That's how we're an ambassador for Christ. And Jesus in the gospel says, do good deeds in secret. Perform acts of love. Do actions of sacrifice, all in private. Why? Because only God needs to know. Only God needs to know that we can be generous by being anonymous. We can be charitable in words and deeds. Our Lenten food collection, an easy way to be anonymous. Nobody knows what you're bringing. Nobody cares what you're bringing. But we all know it goes to help the less fortunate. And God knows that it goes to help the less fortunate. So let us remember, Lent is our time. Our time to return to God in prayer. It's time to do good deeds in private. It's time to witness Jesus in love with acts of service and sacrifice. Amen.